Certain items bought at the grocery store will soon cost a little extra. The state is due to make an extra penny on every dollar spent on prepared food items under a meals tax that will take effect October 1st. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano met up with some shoppers outside of a Big Y in Manchester.
Rotisserie chicken, pizza slices, and a bag of hot popcorn are among items that Connecticut residents will pay a little more for at the checkout lane. Next time Elizabeth Whitus goes to the grocery store, she might think twice about spending $25 on three types of sushi. It also sounds like she's already rethinking her vote for Ned Lamont.
I think it's crazy. Everything's being taxed to death in this state. And that's probably why so many people are leaving.
She's actually in the middle of moving from Tallinn to Manchester. But she says things like this may push her to move out of Connecticut entirely, maybe north.
In Massachusetts and in New Hampshire, you know, groceries are not taxed. So it's just one more thing that's going to get taxed in this state.
Andover's Rob Armstrong says that the state's just nickel and diming its residents. He's got an alternative to the tax.
Plenty of money comes in. Cut some spending. You never see that in a budget. Don't want to cut anything.
The state expects to make $48.3 million over the first 9 months the tax is in effect, and then $65 million the year after that. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.